unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Spotlight Innovation announced that the nonprofit Cure SMA has awarded $300,000 to Professor Kevin Hodgetts of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and a Spotlight Research Collaborator for the preclinical development of the potential therapy LDN-5178 for spinal muscular atrophy. Hodgetts' project is titled Preclinical Development of LDN-5178 for the Treatment of SMA. Spotlight Innovation is a pharmaceutical company that licensed the worldwide development and commercialization rights for LDN-5178 from the Indiana University Innovation and Commercialization Office. Individuals with two faulty copies of the survival motor neuron 1 gene will develop SMA. The SMN protein that is normally encoded by the SMN1 gene is involved in the function of nerve cells that carry signals from the brain to move certain muscles. Although our bodies have another gene that produces SMN, the SMN2 gene, often called the SMA backup gene, it is not enough to make up for the loss of normal SMN1 gene function in individuals with SMA. The grant awarded to Hodgetts will be applied to the study of small molecules that can increase the amount of accumulated SMN protein produced by SMN2 to compensate for the loss of SMN1. This is expected to result in increased SMN protein in the brain and normalize the function of nerve cells that are affected in SMA. Hodgetts and his team have previously identified lead compounds that increased SMN protein in the brain and extended survival and motor function in a mouse model of SMA. He said the SMA grant will help the teams to continue the development of lead series of compounds, performing preclinical drug properties and toxicity studies to ensure that they are as safe and effective as possible prior to entering clinical trials.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today contributor Michael Morale.
Hey everyone, my name is Michael Morale, and welcome to my weekly Flash Briefing for SMA News Today. In this week's Flash Briefing, I'm going to be discussing the importance of a recently announced decision to include SMA on the national list of disorders that doctors use to screen all newborns. The SMA community has been working diligently over the past few years to have this devastating disease included in all newborn screenings. Recently, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Alex Azar, added SMA to the recommended uniform screening panel for newborns. This screening panel is also known as RUSP, R-U-S-P. With the importance of early diagnosis in newborns, along with new therapeutic options to treat the disease, everyone in the SMA community now has a reason to not only be excited, they may finally be seeing the light at the end of a very long tunnel. In February of 2018, the Advisory Committee on Heritable Disorders in Newborns and Children, otherwise known as the ACHDNC, added SMA to the list of disorders recommended for newborn screening. With the approval of Spinraza, otherwise known as nusinersen, and with other effective treatment options coming in the not-so-distant future, everyone affected by this disease can see a shift in focus regarding the importance of this incredible decision. While many others have wanted SMA on this list for a long time, it was with the approval of Spinraza when our wants became reality. To be on this national list, a disease must have a viable treatment option, and with the approval of Spinraza by the FDA in late 2016, SMA now has every right to be on this list. Newborn screening, otherwise known as NBS, is a public health program of screening infants shortly after birth for a list of conditions that are treatable but not clinically evident in the newborn period. Some of the conditions included in newborn screening programs are only detectable after irreversible damage has been done. Screening programs are often run by the state or national governing bodies with the goal of screening all infants born. The number of diseases screened for is set by each state and can vary greatly. Most newborn screening tests are done by measuring metabolites and enzyme activities in whole blood samples collected on specialized filter paper. Infants who screen positive undergo further testing to determine if they are truly affected with the disease or if the test result was a false positive. Follow-up testing is typically coordinated between geneticists and the infant's pediatrician or primary care physician. There's a website that you can go to where you can choose the state in which you live and then view the tests that are currently being performed on newborns. If you would like to see this list, please go to www.babiesfirsttest.org. Again, www.babiesfirsttest.org. When you get to this website, you can locate the state that you live in and then view the list of diseases that your state is screening for. Now that SMA has been added to the Recommended Uniform Screening Panel, known as RUSP, and that SMA has met all the criteria needed from the Advisory Committee on Heritable Disorders in Newborns and Children, known as the ACHDNC, the addition of screening SMA in all newborns is still a subject that needs our attention. Even though this disease is now on the national list for newborn screening, the individual states still need to adopt this at the state level. I would like everyone listening to this podcast to please take time out of your day and contact your local congressman, senator, and the governor in the state in which you live and urge them to include SMA in all newborn screening at the state level. If we band together and make our voices heard, we can accomplish this very important task. I hope you enjoyed this week's flash briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone is having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.